From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. The U.S. has never won Olympic gold in judo. This year, 22-year-old Kayla Harrison is the country's best chance. Like many of the world's best athletes, her road to London wasn't easy. Reporter Karen Given has her story.
Since she was little, Kayla Harrison has only had two goals: to win a world championship, which she did in 2010, and to win an Olympic gold medal, which she'll attempt for the first time in London.
I can't believe it's here. I'm so excited, and I'm ready to go.
But on the second to the last morning of the team's final official training camp before the Olympics, Harrison is frustrated. As she tries the same move again and again, only to have it fail against her bigger, stronger male sparring partners, Harrison looks for help from USA Judo's assistant coach, Big Jim Pedro.
Nah, you can't chicken wing and let go, Kayla. It's a waste of a catch. You can't chicken wing and let go.
Big Jim is known for yelling at his athletes. Harrison's heard plenty. Pedro became her surrogate father figure when she moved to Wakefield, Massachusetts from Middletown, Ohio at the age of 16.
The thing is with Kayla is that I never stopped yelling at her because I wanted to get better, but I do a lot more talking to her. You know, I talk to her an awful lot. I still do now. You know, we would talk all the time about life and the problems and whatever.
The problems, to which Pedro euphemistically refers, had started by the time Harrison was 13, when her judo coach in Ohio began sexually abusing her. When Harrison's mom, Jeannie Yazel, found out, she saw judo not only as the means by which an abuser had gained access to her daughter, but also the means to her daughter's recovery.
I knew she loved judo, and that would pull her back in.
To put distance between Harrison and her abuser while he was awaiting trial, Yazel sent her daughter to train with the Pedros, Big Jim, and his son Jimmy, the head coach of Team USA.
We're real people and had real conversations with her. And you can't treat her with kid gloves and pity her and feel sorry for her. And you have to sort of let her know that you need to face it, you need to end it, and you need to move on and use it to, you know, make you a stronger person.
At first, Harrison hated the Pedros, her mother, and judo. But eventually, the sport became the outlet for the negative emotions that had built up over years of abuse. Her former coach was sentenced to 10 years in prison. But it was the Penn State child abuse scandal that inspired Harrison to speak out. Sharing her story has brought uncomfortable questions, but she has no regrets.
Do I wish that everyone would just talk about how, you know, awesome I am and how I could be the America's first Olympic gold medalist? Yes, I wish that. But America wants that comeback kid story. They want the person who overcame obstacles to reach their goals, and I fit that bill pretty well.
Jeannie Yazel says her daughter has always been strong enough to be an Olympian. But if she were to bring home Olympic gold, it would be even more proof that Kayla Harrison is stronger than her former abuser. For NPR News, I'm Karen Given in Boston.